Hi, this is Charlie Brown with Lionel Richie on the line.
What's been going on?
Well, Lionel, we are just getting ready, set for your concert in the Tacoma Dome on the 14th. Lionel, you are going to play that new song that you wrote for me, aren't you?
Yeah, Charlie.
You weren't kidding me, were you, Lionel? You really did write a song for me, right?
I wrote the song for you.
I'm probably the only guy that you ever wrote a song for, huh?
No doubt about it. When I wrote this song, I started laughing because I said there's going to be one man in all of America that's going to say, Lionel finally wrote a song for me.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing it at the concert when you get here.
Charlie, let me just say this to you. Everybody's saying, don't say it because he'll do it. I'll bring you on stage. You can sing the song with me.
Okay? Hey, fantastic. That'll be great. I'll be planning on it, Lionel. Well, I got
to
ask you this. My partner, Ty Flint, the rest of the Cube staff, and our listeners are going to want to know if I can hang out, all of us can hang out with you after the show.
Now, when I get to Seattle, believe me, I'll be looking forward to hanging out with each and every one of you.
All right, Lionel. Well, we'll see you the 14th. Good talking to you.
KUBE.
If you didn't tune into KUBE's Charlie and Ty this morning, listen to what you missed.
To the phones we go. Yeah. On account of, you were talking about britches, remember?
Yes, yes.
Back in, I don't know,
the 14th century, that's where they dubbed the term pair of pants.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. I never knew this before. You want to enlighten us all?
Well, men wore wool knit stockings, and then around their waist they wore cod pieces.
Cod pieces?
Cod, C-O-D pieces, and yeah. They were little cups that went over the front. That protected them, and there were sometimes they were padded, they were decorated.
Padded cups?
Yeah.
Little fish cups? Or?
Yeah, and then sometimes there were little skirts over the top of those.
Hold it. Guys wore skirts?
Yeah, little Come short on. Skirts.
I'll be darned.
Pretty.
Stylish.
What part of town are you calling from?
Capitol Hill.
It figures. Yeah. Well, thank you. They still wear them up there.
Charlie.
Hi. You like that?
Is he okay?
I think he's adjusting his cup,
yeah.
Bud.
Yes, Glasshopper, there is a way to learn everything in the world, but you must listen to the master.
I have the answer to anything or
literally anything.
Anything you want to know. Let's go to the phone lines again. It's kind of fun.
If he doesn't, he'll make something up real fast.
Good morning, Charlie and Ty.
Why do you suppose I'm getting lousy reception when it's clear? And when it's cloudy today, I'm getting great reception.
You see, the clouds are made of tiny droplets of water, and they conduct electricity. And, of course, we all know this is electromagnetism that you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just travels better through water.
I see.
Sure. Hello.
Yes. Why is the sky blue?
Why is the sky blue? Because God wanted it that way. And God wants you to go to school, too.
Did you learn anything, Glasshopper?
No.
That's light. But you had a good time anyway, and that's all that matters. Mornings on Music Radio, KUBE, 93 FM.
If you could talk to the elephants, ask them to be very blunt, you'll find out what life's like at the zoo. They live in little tiny cages, and though it seems outrageous, they deserve a home like me and you.
Hi, this is Charlie Brown.
And Ty Flint.
We're going to do our show live from the elephant cage at the Woodland Park Zoo, Friday, June 21st, first day of summer.
Well, it's all because Pepsi and KUB want to help raise funds to build the elephants a new home out there.
So we're going to get the story straight from the elephant's mouth. I mean, after all, they've been entertaining us for years. Now it's time for us to do a little something in return.
You know, maybe we can help them pack their trunks for the move.
I get it. That's funny, Ty. That's humor. You'll hear us talking to those elephants.
The cause is very relevant.
Because pachyderms are people, too.
Music Radio, KUBE.
Hello, boys and girls. Come with us now as we pay a visit to Mr. Brown's neighborhood. Oh, look, there's Mr. Brown on the telephone.
You have a complaint this morning?
On one of your commercials for your station, you promised to play a greater variety of music.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I haven't heard you play one heavy metal song.
That's true.
So I would
We can't play heavy metal.
Why?
Our transmitter is aligned due north, and because of the magnetic field, heavy metal music cannot be played. We'd love to do it, but every time we do it, it gets jammed in the antenna. It just doesn't come out.
It's like a megabox.
We go
here.
Off the air.
I see.
It's all due to magnetism, miss.
All right.
Have you ever had a heavy metal buildup in your tower?
Oh, it's painful.
Blue tower, they call it.
Join us next time when Mr. Brown talks about the effects of radiation poisoning from easy listening music. See you soon on Music Radio, KUBE 93 FM.